From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Ron Varela reading Curiosity Didn't Kill the Cat by M.K. Wren. Now let's begin with Curiosity Didn't Kill the Cat. Chapter 1. According to Coast Guard spokesmen at the Holiday Bay Station, gale warnings have already been posted. Residents are warned to expect 50 to 70 mile-an-hour winds with occasional higher gusts. High tide at 8:50 p.m. will be 8.2 feet, but onshore winds will increase the expected rise. Weather Bureau estimates place the arrival of the storm front on the central Oregon coast at approximately midnight. In other local news, the Holiday Beach City Council meets tonight to discuss the proposed tourist information center at the junction of Highway 101 and... The man in the blue Chevrolet snapped off the car radio, then leaned back again, resting one arm along the back of the seat. A middle-aged woman appeared at the door of the bookshop and hung up a closed sign, but his only overt reaction was a slight narrowing of his eyes. Miss Beatrice Doby was of little interest to him. The closing of the shop was of more concern. It meant his vigil was nearly at an end. He briefly considered the position of his car again. He was parked less than 50 feet north of the entrance of the shop, and there was some risk of recognition at that distance. Still, the object of his interest was on foot today and would be homeward bound, moving on a southerly direction, away from the car. And the approaching darkness further lowered the risk. The mercury vapor street lamps were already warming up. He glanced up at the sky, noting the saffron glow in the dusky air, feeling the pervading tension in the atmosphere. The warnings of 70 mile an hour winds had caused no...